Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Vic Albury. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball towards right. Heil settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heil. Lowenstein moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Alvarado moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Duncan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive towards the mound. Albury catches it and throws to first to double up Ellis. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Bill Hand's now pitching. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Torres moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun, who is chasing the ball. Lowenstein reaches third base with a triple. Torres scores. Crosby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Brohmer now playing second base. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Alan Ashby now catching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Holt reaches second base with a double. Tom Buskey now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Phil Roof. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Danny Thompson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rod Carew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Glenn Borgman now catching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Bry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Bry moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil bunts towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heil for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 3 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ashby for a passed ball. Terrell moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell scores. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.